Kelly leads in French.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Has everyone had a chance to read their minutes from last month's meeting? Any corrections or additions or deletions? If not, I'll entertain a motion to accept them.
I'll make a motion.
Irving?
I'll second motion.
Vaughn, second.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulrich?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
All right, carried. Thank you. Highway has no Chris, so I guess we'll go right into the library.
We're the library is into our summer program, and every Saturday at 10 o'clock, they have a program that's probably geared more towards the younger ones, but it's a program, and it's going to work all this month and into August. So Saturday, if you know anybody with kids, it's a great way for the kids to keep active over the summer. Or something that will help them later in school. On Tuesdays, beginning next Tuesday, we're showing movies. I think they're doing WALL-E this coming Tuesday, Star Wars Phantom Menace the following Tuesday, Harry Potter the following Tuesday after that. So, and those are at 3 o'clock, and probably geared more towards junior high, high school type kids. But so there's something for all ages, for preschool, middle school through high school. So call the library, check the library. Definitely at 10 o'clock on Saturdays, 3 o'clock on Tuesdays. All summer long, we'll be having those programs going. And then we've gotten 3 bids for the landscaping of the library. So we have to look at those, and we were awarded $5,000. It looks like we have to spend it first, and they will reimburse it after we spend it. So we have to look at the bids and decide which one we're going to go. We got one from Lee and Revenue, one from Larry Revenue, and one from Paul Park. So we'll look at those, and hopefully we'll get started soon and get that work done over the summer. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Art.
Yeah.
Okay. Dog control couldn't be here. He's in the hayfield. But he said, he talked to him last night, and he only had 2 calls so far for the month, so it's been a pretty quiet month for him. Beautification?
We had
nothing. Nothing? Everything's good?
All good.
All right.
So
thank you.
I want to thank everybody that's watering their plants. That's the pots outside because okay. That's the only thing.
They look nice, very beautiful.
And if somebody isn't,
okay. Thank you, ladies. Mr. Assessor.
Sir, got the roll on the final roll from Plattsburgh. Looking good. Nobody contested the amount of monies that I put on the windmills. I'm sorry.
Solar
panels, yes. I keep getting that confused. Oh, one's up and one's down on that. I'm just curious that they're going to have sheep keep the grass down on the panels.
Zero.
That's what I heard.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, so that makes it interesting.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Keep
they got to watch all the wolves because wolves love to eat sheep.
Be fed well. Thanks, Larry.
Yeah.
From the Youth Commission, no. Town historian? Fire department. I got Danny Dumas' report. They had 11 calls for the month of June. Okay. You remember it off the top of your head? Or?
No, I think we're at 66 for the year. Is that
77.
77,
yeah. For the year. Yeah.
Very busy as usual, and I guess the thing that we're most excited about, or at least I am, is we've been in the process of at least a year gathering documents and checklists and things, working with the ISO, which is the organization that rates, our fire department rates all the fire departments, and that's kind of a lot of how your insurance rates get determined for your homes and businesses. And our rating just got improved. I think our new truck had a lot to do with that. It's out of 10. You would think 10 is the best, 10 is actually the worst. We were at a 9, and we improved to an 8B. And what the gentleman told us, he said that's about the best you can hope for without a municipal water system. To improve your rating beyond that, you have to have, you know, paid fire department, fire hydrants in certain parts of the district. So a lot of hard work with a lot of different people helping you with paperwork, and they look at anything you can possibly think of. And so we're pretty excited, and that's supposed to translate to what the gentleman told me. He said a small increase. He said don't hold him to any figures, but like a 3%, actually a decrease in your premiums. Decrease is supposed to go down. And he said businesses in our town protected by our fire district should see more than that. So a little bit of good news, I guess, from the fire department.
Thanks, Dan. EMS, anybody here from the EMS? I did not get their report this month yet, so. Court report, I got the court report for the month of June. Was a total of $10,121. State took $7,071 of that. County got $295, and the town of Moore's got $2,755. Okay. Mr. Code Enforcement.
Well, hey, we had 9 permits for a total of $2,236.88 this month, and that's it. So I've been getting a lot of things about the management of people's yards and stuff like that too, so I'm going to start that next week. There's a few that need some attention. We'll start that next week.
I talked with our lawyer who was trying to get a hold of the lawyer that Jess Dixon was working with on the on the road, and he will not return his call. So he really doesn't know where to turn. Now he said, you know, try the health department, try to turn him in the health department, which Jason did, and they said that they want nothing to do with it.
No, they referred me to the sheriff's department today, and I talked to Deputy Bayshark, and he's gonna go out to
look into it.
Yeah, all the places.
Good.
Especially at the 2920.
Road 11 up there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good.
The rat garbage.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the health department is getting involved in that one too, aren't they? The rat.
They did. No, I talked to them today, and they said there's nothing they're gonna do about it. So.
Really?
Yeah. You know, they were gun home affairs, but they referred me to the sheriff's department.
But have a dinner, and they'll be here in a minute.
Right.
Okay. All right. But yeah, we are trying to move forward on it, trying to figure out where we were and
is there any paperwork in the office in regards to that on the ground rule?
Yeah.
Is there any paperwork in the office where we can go from? Or?
Yeah, it's been going since I think 2009. I think when Bob West was still here.
Really?
Yep. That's been here. I was checking out her file that day, and it was
okay.
There's probably extra paperwork in the vault too, under the courtroom.
Sure, there is.
Maybe we can get some copies and get them down to Matt and see where he's, what he thinks of it. So, okay.
All right. We already went to the court system, yeah.
What's that?
Everything's gone to the court system.
Yeah. Right? Oh yeah. I had her when I was judge.
So now I can figure out what's going on.
Right. And I guess what we need to know is what he did the last, you know, within the last 6 to 8 months. I mean, I know she got her notice that, and in October we were ready to go in there and start cleaning, and then we got that big 2-foot storm, and you can't clean it because it was all buried in snow. And then the snow never went, so here we are in the spring. And so, but we are working on it. It's and that with the one up in, up toward Cannon's Corners Road there.
Just where B-line.
Yeah, that's a pretty mess there too. Larry, where your arm?
Are you asking the code enforcement officer questions? Because all I need from the code enforcement officer is a copy of the building permit and a CO when he issues one. And I've never seen so many in my life that I've got from this show checking in.
Good. All right. Thanks, Jason. Okay, old business. On June 20th, I met along with the supervisor of Altona, Ellenberg, and Clinton with the windmill people. And we spent a couple hours going over what we expect from the wind or the windmill people when they come in and start tearing up our roads. And that was the biggest part of the conversation is what, you know, what their liability is, and, you know. Of course, they want to get out of it for as cheap as they can, but we all kind of stuck together and says, no, this is the way it's going to be. And we got a pretty good lawyer that's dealing with it also. So they're supposed to be putting in another bid on a project, and if they get they do get that bid, then they have within a year to start putting the windmills up. So you know, it's still a go. They've invested a lot of money, so they're still going with it. Okay. And also, Don and I met on July 3rd with Billy Jones. He wanted to know what was going on in the town and what we needed for infrastructure and stuff. And we took him over to the rec park and told him what we want to do over there is make a walking path around it. And he's going to shoot us out some ideas and some, on how to raise some money to get it done. And maybe put a little bit more playground equipment over there. Then, I mean, you go over there, anytime you go over there, the kids are always playing on that playground. So we spent, I don't know, half hour, an hour over there with him. So, anything else on our own business? That's all I had. Nobody? No? Okay. New business. That's under new business?
That be the...
Yep. We've got a letter from the Department of the Transportation, New York State Department of Transportation. And I don't really understand why they need our approval to pay us the rest of the money for what they owe us, but I guess they want a resolution to do that. So Kelly's wrote up a resolution, and we'll have her read it.
Resolution authorizing an amendment to change the estimated expenditure for snow and ice agreement between the Town of Moores and the State of New York for a total revised estimated expenditure of $75,815.53. Whereas due to past contractual procedures that did not increase the snow and ice agreement to account for estimated expenditure increases, the Town of Moores requests that the municipal snow and ice agreement be revised to reflect those contractual shortages so that outstanding and future obligations can be met. Now therefore be it resolved that the Town Board of the Town of Moores hereby authorizes, in consideration of the mutual covenants and benefits contained therein, an amendment to change the estimated expenditure for snow and ice agreement for the 2018-2019 season, and be it further resolved, all terms and conditions of the original agreement remain in effect except as follows. And the contract adjustment figure indicates the amount of additional money needed to be placed on the contract so the obligations for 2018-2019 can be met.
Okay. So I mean, all it is a resolution to say that they can pay us the rest of the money that they owe us. Which is like around $100,000 they still owe us on our contract. Originally was $304,761. They've already paid us $204,190, so they still owe us around $100,000. So, and that's pretty much, they got $24,755 and $75,815, which is $100,000. So, I really don't, we've never done this before, I don't know why, but I know there's new people that are in place now down there, because the person that did this had no clue what he was doing. He sent the wrong, that's what we were supposed to do last month, but they sent the wrong paperwork, so we had to have them revise it. So, but That's what it is, just so they can, they wanted a resolution from us of the town board to go ahead and pay them, so. Anybody want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion that we accept that.
Okay.
Figure from them.
I'll second it.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bolris?
I just got one question. If they owe us, you said we signed a contract of $304, they paid us $204.
Yep.
So we're actually agreeing to lesser money?
No, we're agreeing to pay, they're going to pay another $100,571, which is the rest of that $304.
I thought it was $75,000.
No, that's why it was so confusing when I seen it last time. It says remaining contract $24,000. Well, $204 and $24,000 don't make $300,000. But you add that $75,000 in there, it comes out to exactly $304,761.
So this isn't additional money?
No, it's no extra money. No, no.
Well, I thought it was because it was a bad.
But they are offering extra money, and I got a letter on that a couple days ago. But what for the roads that messed up in the wintertime, but Chris has to do the same thing he does with his CHIPS money. He has to repair the roads and then send the bills in, and then they'll reimburse us. That's extra on top of the CHIPS. So, but no, this is just to get the rest of the money they owe us, what we agreed on last year.
And it looks like there's a shortage, though, Jeff, the way they have it on there.
Yeah, yeah. But if you add it all up, it comes out to $304,761. So. Yes, no?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Thank you. Okay, anything else under new business?
Do we need to do any kind of motion to just help these schools and communities thing?
No. I was going to call them tomorrow and say, you know, put us on the list and see what they got to offer.
I don't think we. Just looking into it, all it's going to do is give us some free money, really.
Right, right, yeah, that's what they're saying. And they give it away to four towns last year.
Four towns, yeah.
We might as well get into swing, get it, and help.
See if we can get on the list.
Yep. So, okay. Anything else? We don't have any financials, right? Okay, all right, public comment.
Well, I have something, but I didn't know if it'd be pertinent unless Chris was here. He's taking a look, I'm sure they all know. That's a guardrail again. I just never got the firm answer.
Okay.
Somebody's gonna get killed if they go off that road. If you all go off that road and look at it, that's all.
Okay.
That is too steep. I went up through there the other day.
Yeah,
it was quite a drop off.
Huge.
You definitely roll over if you went down.
Oh, yeah, it is a big drop. Definitely.
And okay. It's not like the whole road would be.
Is there some kind of, I wonder if there's some kind of a specification you have to put as a guardrail? You couldn't just put posts with, I know years ago you said posts with like planking.
Anything.
I don't know. But then if something happens, maybe.
Right,
right. There must be some kind of specification you have to have.
Yeah. We call, what's it called, down to county and see what. If there's some kind of specification.
That, no, look on the state DOT surplus auction sometimes to have guardrail and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And all these power poles out here came from the state DOT auction that we have in the yard here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we'll check it out and see.
Thanks.
I mean, I would think they have some kind of specification how deep your site, your ditches and stuff are, you know, for safety reasons, so. Okay. All right. We'll definitely check into it.
Thank you.
Anything else?
Did you check on the trees in the cemetery?
The trees in the cemetery. Which cemetery?
The
Valley Road.
Remember they're talking about the trees are dying in Lincoln.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I didn't. I don't know. How are you going to?
That's probably something that, in particular with the cemetery, we'll probably have to get it out for tree service to get those cut.
I know, but they cost a lot of money, which we don't have.
Do the cemetery funds have any?
I don't know.
Anything there we could use?
There's a new lady that took over, and it's like pulling teeth.
Yeah, we were supposed to
get the other guy, the old guy I was working with on the other one,
I guess we're on the border between the Catholic and our cemetery, right? So maybe it's something we could split the cost.
Okay.
Talk to Padre or something.
Okay. All right.
Well, it's just they're dead and somebody's going to get hurt.
Yeah, well, if they're dead, they're going to get them out of there.
They'll fall and they'll damage stones.
It's
right. They'll blow down.
They're huge.
Are they? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Anything else? Larry?
Question. Anything going on special tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Explain me.
Tomorrow night, the solar company that owns three of the solar farms up on the Bowles Road, Solar New York, if I'm right.
Solar Farms of New York.
Solar Farms of New York. And they're going to be here tomorrow night for anybody who wants to sign up or anybody got any questions, they'll go through it. And speaking of that, I ended up talking to the boss, Jeff Meyer, I think it was.
Mayor?
And they sent us three checks for $60,000 for the decommissioned money that they had promised us about 3 years ago when they were getting ready to put these things up to be put into a fund. And then they're going to give us $2,500 a year for the next 20 years to also put in that fund to decommission these solar if for some reason they walk away from it in 20 years. And that was our biggest concern when we dealt with this 2-3 years ago, was what's going to happen when they're not producing anymore and they want to leave them. So that's what it is. We've got to set up a fund to put them in there, put the money in there, draw interest. So. But yeah, anybody wants to come tomorrow night, it's open to anybody. Anybody wants to come, and right now we've got the library on there, the fire department, and the youth commission. And I think they just sent a check out for about $500 for the fire department.
Yeah, there's just two more coming after that check.
So, you mean, for anybody that signs up, they give $100 to whatever place they want to donate to, the library, the fire department, or the youth commission. So it's free money. So, but if you're gonna sign up, you know, choose one of those. So anybody wants to come at 6 o'clock tomorrow here? So tell your friends and neighbors, whatever. You got any questions or got any concerns? That would be the time to do it. Anybody else got any questions? Okay.
So. The zoning board meeting on Friday night, there's also a public hearing regarding the solar project going on potentially across the road from where that is.
Yes, we're going to have a public hearing, and just found out today that there will not be a representative from the Delaware Solar just because of other prior engagements. But we still have a public hearing, and the board can hear from anyone who wants to talk about their concerns with it. But we will not be voting on approving the project yet until they do have a representative.
Okay. So it sounds like they're going forward with the other project.
Oh yeah, yeah. They still want to go forward. Probably not in the time frame where it has to be done this month. So then.
Okay. All right.
Obviously, making it a priority at the moment, but they're still moving forward.
Right. Okay. 7 o'clock?
Yes.
Friday? Okay. Thanks, John. Thanks, Donald. Anything else? Okay. I'll entertain a motion to close. Chris? Donald, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Thank you, everybody, for coming.